They're great people. Let's go to the word this morning. I'm excited about this message. Double vision. Seeing double through trouble. Seeing double through trouble. And struggles I've had in my life, especially when you're hurt, when somebody's hurt you, you know how that feels. And you just don't feel like, how can you see good through being hurt? Say, that's just hard to do, ain't it? And I couldn't do it. I couldn't, oh, well, thank you very much for hurting me. I really appreciate it. Appreciate all the devastation. That's really beautiful right there. You can't do that. That's not real. That's not sincere. And it ain't real also. Well, God's just so good. You know, that's not real either. That's phony too, okay? When you hurt, right? But I do remember the Lord touching my heart, and somehow I didn't do it. It wasn't me, but it was a cry of my heart to start asking for people to pray for me. Pray that God will give me double for my trouble. How many ever remember me saying that? Can I see your hand? See what I mean? Give me double for my trouble, Lord. And I didn't understand it. I couldn't see it. I whined. I struggled. But thank you, Lord. He has given me double, triple, quadruple for my trouble. It's the truth. And the key, though, is for me to see it, and the key is for you to see it in your life. Are y'all with me so far? Say. So we could preach all over the place on this because it's all through the Bible. Okay, and we don't have to make it up like some TV preacher, okay? Some crazy, you give a thousand, God will give you a thousand. We don't do any of that mess. You understand? There's plenty of good Bible stuff to where you can see God will bless you through trouble. Okay? Okay, instead of just wanting double for double what you got already, you're going to have to go through some trouble if you're going to get double. I believe that. Something's got to be taken away if you're going to get something restored. Yes or no? Say. So let's talk about it today. Seeing double through trouble. Today's message is called Pay Attention. Say that with me. Come on, y'all. Pay attention. Pay attention. So let's go. Pay attention. Why did I title it that? Because of this verse right here. It is good for me, the psalmist says. It is good for me. It's good for me that I have been afflicted. Now, he might not have said that when the affliction was on him. Oh, it's good for me. No, but he could see it. He could see it now. It's good for me that I what? Have been afflicted. That I might learn your what? Your word. It's good for me that I've gone through trouble because I can learn, and I'm learning more about you, God. I'm learning how to make it. Trouble has been good for me, the psalmist says, because it has caused me to do what? Pay attention to God's precepts. And guys, most of us, when things are good, we don't say it, but we just don't need God, and we don't need Him as much. When the stuff hits the fan, excuse me, and you ain't got nothing, and you hurting, and you on the floor. I remember on the floor in a ball, rolled up in a ball. You ever done that before? Rolled up, you hurt so bad, you rolled up in a ball. Can I see a hand or two? Somebody, anybody in the audience, said, you hurt so bad. I call it like you're praying like a Muslim. You know, they get down like that. Except you're praying to the one true God. Amen. You're praying to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. But so messed up, I would get on the floor and roll up in a ball. Amen? And I couldn't see it at that time. I couldn't see this is good for me. I was just trying to make it minute by minute. Amen? Say. But it's good for me that I've gone through this trouble. It's caused me to pay attention now. And when things are good, we act like we don't need God sometimes. But when we're in trouble, we'll roll up in a ball sometimes, won't we say? You ever been in so much trouble? You just lived in the Bible. Say, hey man, how many done that? Say, I'm in the Bible. I'm in the Bible all the time. Things get good, where'd the Bible go? That's how we are. We're flesh. Not right, that's how we are. Trouble's a good thing. So what do you see through trouble? What do you see through trouble? Pay attention and you'll see what? Are y'all all right? Yeah, double. We'll see double. We just might get better. Poor us. Here we go. Come on. It's through trouble that spiritual growth is activated and enhanced. I believe this. I believe it's through trouble that spiritual growth happens. Well, if I can go to me one more Bible study, I love Bible studies. But you want to get in warp speed in spiritual growth? Go through trouble. You listening or not? Go through some trouble. And I'm telling you what, it will activate some serious spiritual growth. James says it this way, and the ladies are studying this. You'll come across this coming up on your next study. My brethren, count it all joy. The word means leap. Leap, man, when you fall into trouble. That sounds like a lunatic. Why should I leap, James? Because you need to know this, the trying of your faith works patience. What's the word patience mean? Endurance. You ought to leap when you go through trouble, because as you are in trouble and you're tried, you're learning to endure. Amen. Say. Endurance, man. And let endurance, or patience, let endurance have her perfect work, that you might be perfect or mature, complete, wanting nothing. How many trouble has caused you to desire a lot less other things in your life? You know, it helps you see clearer how little other mess really mattered. Can I see your hands? Come on, church, help me here. That's what he's saying. Trouble has been good for me. That's a tough statement. Now, this is how I say it. Count it all joy when you fall into trouble. It's a great opportunity for you to see double. I might be a poet one day. Here we go. Who said that I did? I told you I'm going to be famous one day. It's going to happen. Come on, here we go. Say it with me. Come on, church. Back it up, Raj. Count it all joy when you fall into... It's a great opportunity for you to see... Amen. Okay? It's a great opportunity. Keep looking. Keep looking. We're walking now, and we're going somewhere. So as I'm studying, as I'm thinking about trouble and seeing double, as I read the scriptures, and there's so much. Wow. I've got to park it somewhere, and so that's what I did. Keep looking. Double vision. Paying attention. Because it's been good for me that I've been afflicted. So keep moving. Help us. Here is what you can see through trouble when you pay attention. If you'll listen to me right now and pay attention. Here we go. This is what you're going to be able to see. If you pay attention and you go through some serious trouble in your life, and a lot of you are going to relate as it comes up today, but you're going to be able to see some incredible things when you go through trouble. And this is what you can see, and this is what I saw as I walked through this passage of Scripture. If you have your Bible, or right here on the screen, it'll be right there for you. 2 Corinthians 1. Let's check it out. Here's what the Apostle Paul says. Blessed be God. We're going to look through verse 10 this morning. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say it with me. The Father of what? Mercies. And the God of all what? The God of all comfort. So what am I going to see, God, if I pay attention through my trouble? God says, you're going to see my mercy. You want to see the mercy of God or not? Say. Or you'll see the wrath of God. Do you want to see God say to you, I paid the price for you? That's what mercy means, price paid. As you're struggling, I want you to know I paid the price for you. How many would say, as you struggled in your life through some hard, hard trouble, you felt the love of God more than you had before? Can I see your hand? You felt His love. His mercy. That's the first thing you'll see. God's mercy. That's of this list as we're writing this morning. As we're reading and just jotting down some notes. Number two, what will I see through my trouble if I pay attention? You're going to see God, say it with me, is the source of all what? I mean, we're so thankful when we're sick and a doctor helps us or a nurse shows up, right? And we get a chance to get a little better. You've been so sick like that and you go, oh, thank you, they showed up finally. Well, I hate to tell you, unless you go through trouble, you really don't need the God of all comfort, do you? Did you mean when I go through trouble, Pastor Gary, that the God of all comfort's going to show up at my house? That's what I'm telling you. If you pay attention. If you don't grieve the Holy Spirit by over-whining or blaming or doing stupid things. Amen. Say, you're in trouble, so you strike back, you fight back. So you take matters into your own hands.
if you stay steady through trouble, the God of all comfort just might show up at your house. Amen. Say. Amen. Say. That's pretty good, ain't it? You mean if I pay attention through my trouble, the God of all comfort just might show up? Oh, yeah. Amen? Come on. Y'all right so far? Okay, I'm worried about you today. Here we go. Verse 4. We're walking now. What can I see through trouble, Pastor Gary? Well, you're going to see God's merciful. If you're paying attention, you're going to see His comfort. You're going to feel it. I don't know when, but it's coming. That's a beautiful thing. Who comfort? This is the Apostle Paul writing. And he ain't writing just about the Bible. This is real stuff. And you'll see it. Who comforts us in all our tribulation or our trouble, that we might be able, hang in here with me, that we might be able to do what? Comfort those which are in any what? By the comfort wherewith we what? Ourselves were comforted of God. So, what are we learning today? We're looking for stuff. What am I seeing through trouble? Clark, you've lost your mind. I don't like this trouble. How can I see double through trouble? All I see is my life's a wreck. Keep looking. Mercy. God's comfort. Number three. Here's something else you're going to see if you pay attention. God is comforting me, us, in all our trouble so that we can comfort who? So when we look at trouble and we whine and we complain and we take things in our own hands and we short-circuit God's plan that all things can work together for good, that you're getting stronger, that you can have more endurance, as James says, what happens when we don't let it have its perfect work, we short-circuit it, therefore, we're not receiving the comfort that's there for us, and in turn, others are not going to receive the comfort that we could have given them because we were stronger one day. Yes or no? You got it? Say, this ain't that hard, is it? Now, it's hard to get there. Not hard to see it on the screen. Yeah. Why is God comforting me? Because He loves me. Why is God comforting me? Because He wants me to help other people. I live now my life to help other people. And that's not bragging. He's bragging again. I'm not bragging. That is my motivation to go and be with people, is to help people. That has been so much more enhanced and activated and strengthened since I went through deep hurt. Y'all lost or what? You okay? How many would agree with that in your life? It motivated you to want to help other people more. See, I love this when I'm looking out here and I'm seeing people are, yeah, Clark, you know. And so a little bit I'm preaching to the choir, but I know if you've been through trouble like I've gone through trouble, you want me to preach like this because you know there are people in here that need that. And we need a reminder too, don't we? Come on. So it's good for our heart today. So that's number three. We're just walking through 2 Corinthians. Chapter 1, just a few verses. Verse number 5. Hang in here. Paul speaking. He's not speaking like, this is what God says. It is what God says, but he's also saying, this is what happened to us, and this is what we experienced. And he's a man, we're men, it's the same. Same God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounded by Christ. Well, that's a little, what does that mean? I mean, that's a little much right there for my mind. What does that mean? Here's what it means, plain English. The more we suffer trouble, the more God showers us with His comfort. The more we suffer trouble, the more God showers us with His comfort. Are you enjoying the rains lately? Did anybody do like I do? You set it back on the back patio sometime with the top over you, but you sort of got it raining all around you. How many like to do that? Amen? I'm crazy sometimes. I like to go to the beach when it's raining. When it ain't lightning, but it's raining. and you're getting that shower all around you, or in the pool sometimes, jump in the pool and it's just right, you know what I mean? There's something about trouble and God's comfort in trouble that when you're through trouble, you almost want to go through trouble again because of the good bath you get. You understand? The shower. Boy, we're always singing songs about blessings. Showers of blessings. You know, bless me, Lord, you know. Well, I hate to tell you, a lot of His blessing is going to come through rain and pain. But the beauty is, you're not just going to be jumping around. You're going to be healed. And your heart is going to be just so touched and strengthened by God. Trouble. Are you seeing double? Can you see some double through trouble? Amen. He showers us. So the more I suffer, the more I'm getting that good bath. Amen. You listening? Amen. Come on. I used to sing a song, and I'll do it every once in a while. I haven't done it live here in years, but I'll quote it. But there burns a fire with sacred heat, white hot with holy flame. And it's called the refiner's fire. And it talks about, I'm learning now to trust His touch, to crave the fire's embrace. The refiner's fire. It's sort of a kooky kind of crazy thing, but God comforts you and showers you sometimes so much in trouble that you miss those showers. I know you think I'm crazy. I wouldn't sign up for the pain all over again, no. But people that I remember telling one fellow, it was about 2 years ago, I told his wife, she had pancreatic cancer. She had studied to be a nurse and to further her degree in nursing, and she was way up there, and to specialize in pancreatic cancer. And then she got pancreatic cancer. And she came to see me. And she loved God, and she used to sit right over here. She was about 50. And I told her, I said, you're going to go places, and God's going to take you places over these next months. If you have a year, maybe. He's going to take you to places that very few ever get to go. He's going to shower you. He's going to love you. And her faith, God gave her like 18 months. It was crazy. And people, she touched people because of the way she handled her trouble. You hear me or not? I love her to this day. And watching her come through the pain and hear the gospel, hear the word of God. And she's right now, hey, she's one of those in the great cloud of witnesses saying, you tell him, Gary. He'll comfort you. Amen. And I said, you're going to experience things in love. And you're going to, it's hard to imagine right now, but you're going to love his comfort. But you got to go through trouble to get it. Number 5. And whether we be afflicted, it's for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring, there's our word again, of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Just trying to simplify it for us in our mind. Here's the 5th thing you can see if you'll pay attention when you're in trouble. When we are weighed down with trouble, it is for others' comfort and salvation. When I'm going through trouble, if I can see somehow, and I certainly can when I get on the other side, but if I can see double through my trouble, if I can stay steady, I can know that I'm going to comfort other people, and other people are going to be saved because of the mess I'm going through. And I've lived to see it happen. I had a blessing this morning. One of our football players came, a senior. Charlie, he came, sat right over here. He was hurting. Not physically, his life. And he waited to see me. And I could talk to him after the service today. It was beautiful. And he just received it, and it just made sense to him, and he was happy when he left. I've seen trouble, but if I hadn't gone through the trouble, I couldn't have talked to him. You know what I mean? Beautiful. See your trouble as somebody else getting some comfort, but also somebody else is going to get saved because of this. I hate to say it, this crap I'm going through. Somebody else is going to come to Jesus one day because of this. Amen. Say. I know you think I'm crazy, but that's okay. All right, keep looking. Keep looking. Keep looking. Here we go. Number six. When we're comforted, we will certainly be better able to comfort others, and they will be better able to do what? That's something else we learned. Listen, when we're comforted, we're going to be better able to comfort others. But here's the beauty. Here's the beauty. See double now. They're going to be better able to endure their what? Their trouble. Because of who? Because of you, man. Because of you and the Holy Spirit working in you, you're going to be able to help them. We say, you know, Holy Spirit, fill me. I want the Holy Spirit to come over me. Guys, I hate to keep beating this horse. The Holy Spirit ain't coming over you so you can run all over the place. The Holy Spirit is coming over you so you can run to your neighbor's house or go somewhere and help somebody. Do you hear me? Yes or no? Yeah, that's the Holy Spirit comes in us and we can minister to other people. But we minister when we have had that trouble. He doesn't just need our smarts. He needs our hurts. Amen. I study the Bible, study the Bible. You can be the most knowledgeable on all the earth. But the fellow who's hurting won't listen to you because he can't relate to you. You hearing or not? You can have all the right answers, but can you show him a little experience? That's what this is talking about. You can help people, man. See double through your trouble. Verse 7. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that you're partakers of the suffering, so shall you also be of the consolation. Number 7, as we share trouble together, we'll also share God's what together? Why is it when we have trouble in family, we just get mad at one another and fight one another? Stress comes and we just get mad. Who did it? Whatever. You spend too much. Why? You just, you know. And whatever the trouble might be, instead of coming together as family and letting God comfort both of you. Amen. Say. How about stop worrying about being right and just start getting some help? And start getting better. Amen. When we suffer together, we'll share God's comfort together. Amen. Next. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant. Now, Paul's talking personal, really personal. We would not have you, brethren, to be ignorant, to be unknowledgeable, to not understand all the trouble which came to us when we were in Asia. He's taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to other people. He says, I want you to know the pain, the trouble. That we were pressed out of measure. That's not even a word that we use. We'll see it in just a second. Above strength, in so much that we even despaired for our what? Our life. Number 8. I've just called this, we should not hide our pain. Paul did not hide his pain. I'm not talking go around whining and tell everybody about your bad life all the time. It's okay to share your story. Share your story. If your story has an ending that points to Jesus, that shows hope, but if it's just telling somebody the story so they feel sorry for you and so they can hate other people that have hurt you, that's no good. Come on. Don't hide your pain. Don't hide your trouble. Paul didn't. What do I mean? He says, we were pressed. The word pressed means crushed. Say crushed. We were crushed. I like listening to him, to Paul, because he's been there. Amen. We were crushed, Gary. I know you're crushed.
Don't hide your trouble. He says, we were crushed out of measure. You ever said, I've just been out of shape? Usually say somebody and say, oh boy, been out of shape right there. It's the word means overwhelmed. Isn't that how we feel in trouble sometimes? Just crushed? I'm overwhelmed. You ever felt like you've just been piled on? Say, piling on me. That's what he's saying. Above strength. He's not hiding his pain. Above strength. What we went through was beyond our ability. We didn't have the ability. We couldn't fix it. We couldn't change it. We couldn't do, man. Nothing we could do. Above our strength. He's sharing. We despaired of life, he says. We thought we won't go live through it. Come on, one more time. I know I've got your hand doing like this today. You're like, man, I feel like I'm in kindergarten again. How many would say there was something in your life, be honest, you thought you would not live through it? Can I see your hand? I just don't want to live through this. The goofiness of this message, I think it's appropriate on Memorial Day weekend. Those men and women didn't die in vain for this country. But also, your suffering in your life does not have to be in vain. Got it? There are other people. If you share it, and God, the Holy Spirit, has to come in you and through you and feel you and use you to do this. It ain't forced. It's goofy when somebody's hurting and you force your pain on them. Your story. Let me tell you what happened to me. All they do, won't you just shut up? But at the appropriate time, God, the Holy Spirit, can work things out in your life to where you can have the opportunity and the permission to share. Amen? And when you do, don't hide your pain. Verse 9, he's continuing on. We had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. This is a powerful verse. If you don't understand it, maybe when you first read it, let me tell you something. This thing is loaded right here. Here we go. He said, we had the sentence of death in us. I mean, have you ever thought you just, not only were you weren't going to live through it, you'd already resolved, you're dead. Say, I mean, I'm just dead. It's over. He said, we expected to die. We expected to die. I'm just trying to say to you today, you can't get no worse than expecting to die, I guess, than pulling the trigger. You hear me say? That's what Paul's saying. Keep looking. But here's the good news. Hang on for the good news. Because we were crushed, because we were overwhelmed, because this was above our ability, because we didn't think we were going to live through it, because we expected to die, because of that, we learned, number 9, to stop relying on ourselves and learn to rely only on God. Did you hear me? I don't like trouble. Well, then keep relying on yourself then. Or you can see double and you can say, my trouble is helping me not to rely on Gary Clark anymore. And that's a good thing. Amen. You're going to go, he was really angry on his birthday. Actually, I feel absolutely fantastic on my birthday.
I could not have picked a better topic on my birthday than to talk about the trouble and take the trouble I've gone through and on my birthday give glory to God. On my birthday. Amen. We learn to stop relying on ourselves and learn to rely only on God. Because He's the only one. Oh, you got to say this. This is what's the loaded part in this verse. I love this. Because He's the only one who can raise the what? So if you felt like dying, if you expected like you're going to die, then great. Because you know what? You put your trust in Him because He's the only one who can raise the dead. Amen. Come on, praise the Lord. Yeah! Yeah! That's the good thing about trouble. Even as much as heat. But what can't get no worse than that? It's good. If I were to learn to rely on the only one who can raise the dead. Now, come on, one more question. I might have four more, but one more right now. Here we go. How many can say, in my life, I was hurt so bad, but God raised the dead in me. Can I see your hand? He raised the dead, Gary. He raised the dead. He raised the dead. He raised the dead. He raised the dead. You don't have to go to some healing meet and make this stuff up, brother. Let me tell you something right now. There's a lot of dead raised right out in this room, ain't it? Let's say, come on. If you're dead, you don't want to live anymore. What good is life anyway, right? But if He can come along, and He does, with His mercy and His comfort, and all of a sudden, I can live, man! And you've got a life you can live, that's raising the dead, ain't it? Come on. We're done. I was talking to a preacher buddy of mine, Pastor Brett, on the radio. We shared a lot of time the other day. He thought of this verse. He said, you might want to put this in your message. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. He will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Pastor Brett up at Calvary in Venice, read that with me, would you? And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. A what? We almost done, Rod? You're killing me up here. Verse 10. Who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver in whom we trust, that He will yet deliver us again. What's that mean? Seeing double through trouble, pay attention. Oh, by the way, He did rescue us. He did rescue us, Paul says. He will rescue us again. So number 10, what did I learn through trouble? What can I learn according to Paul, 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 10? We learn to place our confidence and trust in God, and we believe He will continue to do what? The beauty of trouble and seeing double is once you've gone through trouble and God saw you through the trouble, you begin to see double. So when trouble comes again, you're going to say, well, He did it last time. He'll do it again. Amen. He rescued me before. He'll do it again. Amen. Now, the first time's the kicker. That's rough. I'm not saying the second time's easier, but your confidence in God grows a little bit as you trust in Him. Amen? Come on. That's what happened. So trouble's been good for me. Trouble's been good for me, the psalmist said. Paul said. Gary says. Trouble's been good for me because it's caused me to pay attention to His precepts, to His Word, to see Him better. Double vision. You see it double there? Seeing double? Double vision? Seeing double through trouble. We done, Raj? You're killing me here. Can you pay attention? You all right? Praise the Lord for His Word this morning. We're done. I know you think it's going to go on forever.